Wow. Thanks, Sean. That was awesome.
Thank you, Sean.
Interesting morning. It's very different to be out there looking up here and to really just get lost in the worship. God is so real. Those that worship Him will worship Him in spirit and truth. Sometimes it's difficult to push all the circumstances out of the way, all of those thoughts that are clamoring for attention, and push them aside and recognize that you're worshiping the God who is the creator of all things and the Son of God who came to show us the exact expression of our Father and to radiate that reflection in the power of His resurrection into us. That just exceeds physical reality and human knowledge, doesn't it? Wow. For the past, really, 6 or 7 weeks, reflecting back on things, we've talked about the light of life, and just over and over again reflecting on the idea of the reality of these kinds of things, that when we see these things in Scripture about light and life and the light being reflected into us, and that Jesus was the light of the life of men. His life was the light of men. And how can that be? What are you talking about? And we said, well, very simply, to be able to get a factual, actual picture in your mind, just think about all of the light that's around us right now that we can't see. We have these devices now through applied physics where a wave, a ray of light contains information, and that information is made to be picked up on, deciphered, utilized, so that that information in that light wave, we deal with it, right? So it's not far-fetched at all. It's not only is it not far-fetched, it's simple reality that this is true. And that if you just go, okay, let's just consider that when John wrote this stuff, when Jesus talked about it, when Paul talked about it, they're all talking about it. So, hey, maybe they're just telling us what it is. I mean, you know, wouldn't that be far-fetched, right? They're just telling us like it is. So we accept it and go, I can't see it, but I know that it's all around me. I know that for a fact. So why do I have trouble thinking that God's in the middle of the act, you know? After all, He's the one responsible for creating all of it. So we talked about the light. We talked about the love of Christ. Ephesians 3, that love, agape, purposeful, good will. And since it's God, it's perfect, purposeful, good will. And you would do yourself well by translating and meditating that word every time you look at it, every time you think about it in Scripture, every time you consider it in your mind, to remember that Greek word is agape. And it's not just like we have affection for somebody, that's another word. It's not just that we're drawn to something, that's another word. It's purposeful goodwill. And that as we come to experience the purposeful goodwill of Christ, it is hyperbolo. And over and over again, translate and meditate. Surpassing, well, okay. Exceeding, well, more than that. Okay, transcending, well, okay, we're getting there. What is transcending? To exceed physical reality or human knowledge. Paul said, I want you all to experience the purposeful goodwill of Christ that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge, so that into you all may be filled all of the fullness of him. And then we played with that word fullness and realized that actually the early church used it in a different form when they were talking about God. When we see that word in the New Testament, their idea was that it is the totality of the divine powers of God. That's when they said fullness, that's what they meant. And you're going, well, you know, so Paul wants me to be filled to experience the purposeful good will of God so that into me, into you, may be filled with all of the totality of divine powers. And that's just way past, I mean, talk about faith. But isn't that why God sent Jesus? God sent Jesus to give us life, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more, the life part. But then we went over and said, okay, so we're supposed to have these divine powers. What are they? Exactly. And that's where we were last week, and we went through a lot of things, and we said, it's not exhaustive what Paul wrote down, especially 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but also Romans 12 and Galatians 5, 22 and 23. These are not just, quote, gifts. They are also abilities. And then you can look at Galatians 3, 5, which a friend of mine and I had a lot of fun. He's teaching in another place, and they were working on some of these things in Galatians, and it was just wonderful to share. And the same thing we've talked about over and over again. Take that out of a question. Paul said, the one supplying the Spirit and accomplishing or performing the miracles among you, is he doing it out from the works of the law or out from the hearing of faith? And remember, we know the answer, right? What is it? Faith. Yes, thank you. You're there. Faith is faith. So we said, okay, let's just remove the question. We know what the answer is and make it a statement. And as he and I were talking, I shared with him that supplying. When you use the word supplying, which is okay, the one supplying to you the Spirit, okay? But supplying makes it sound kind of not connected. Like supplying sounds like some kind of equipment or something like that, okay? But if you use the word furnishing,